You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Don't just watch the draft, play the draft with the Cleveland Browns for your chance to win incredible prizes. Play the Draft is a new, free fantasy NFL draft game, and the first contest is live now. Sign up at ClevelandBrowns.com today. It's a lot of fun. You get a portfolio, and based on guys' value, appreciating or depreciating in terms of their quote-unquote draft stock, you can win, and it's a lot of fun to play. You can do that at ClevelandBrowns.com right now. Play the Draft. Before we get to the phone lines and you guys are calling us up, we appreciate it, 216-578-0850. The question we're asking right now is, are you sold on Blake Bortles? Did George O'Leary help put you over the top? You sold on John Football, Johnny Manziel? You sold on any of these quarterbacks at number four? Or are you now at the point where you don't think the Browns go quarterback, or certainly are not compelled to go quarterback at number four? And we'll get to those in just a second. Again, the number 216-578-0850. I'll say this, Mike. George O'Leary did not come on here and beat the drum for Blake Bortles as by far being the best quarterback in this draft, by far being a franchise changer in any way, shape, or form. And I contrast it to when Dabo Swinney came on and said,
I was just going to say that with listening to you and Vic.
That's right. When he said, don't be that guy.
Yep.
Don't be the guy that passes on. I didn't get that feeling from George O'Leary about Blake Bortles.
No, he wasn't real effusive. He wasn't over the top. He wasn't on a crusade to do a sell job for his guy, Nathan. He was very methodical, O'Leary, I'm talking of, in explaining to us why he felt the attributes, the intangibles, were there. The one big thing, and it, again, I'll admit because I'm in agreement with it, the one thing, though, that he said, he thought that all of them had a chance to be good, solid NFL quarterbacks. He did say, though, if you're drafting that high, the pressure to play them right away is going to be there. And Nathan, I agree with that. And sure. I know in a situation like the Browns, and sure, we believe that the Browns feel very, very good about Brian Hoyer. A lot of us feel very good about Brian Hoyer. And that's terrific. Nathan, we know this town. We know this football town and this Browns fans base. And, you know, I mean, God forbid, but if Hoyer started the year, they drafted a quarterback at four, and God forbid, you know, they're sitting at 1-4, 1-5. I don't care who he is. Do you not think this town that we know so well is going to cry like wild whether Hoyer's a hometown kid or not? You get off to a poor start. Again, let's hope this is totally hypothetical. There will be enormous pressure to play that quarterback that you selected for.
And if you select a quarterback at four, you should believe that
he
is
play
capable
right away,
of playing.
Right?
Right, absolutely. I do think that. I think that very much so is the case. I just thought it was interesting that, to me, if I were to go back, and this is just my quick reaction to what he said, the number one thing that he touted about Blake Bortles to me was his size.
Size, yeah.
He didn't tout his ability to read coverages. He didn't tout his ability to be a leader. He didn't. He said those things, but to me, the one thing that came through multiple times that, in fact, he felt gave him an advantage over Teddy Bridgewater, who he actually praised for his mental approach to the game, his accuracy, etc., was that he could see over defenses better than Teddy Bridgewater based on his height, and that he has the body to succeed in the NFL. But a lot of people have the body. Mm-hmm. I think the quarterback position now more than ever, given the rules, is one with your mind. I don't think any of the guys who are the best quarterbacks in the league right now, Aaron Rodgers is the one who has everything, and that's why I think he is flat out the best quarterback in the league, but your Bradys, your Mannings, your Breezes are not winning by standing in the pocket and slinging the pill, throwing it 100 miles an hour. They're winning by being accurate in the short and intermediate game, understanding defenses, and winning with their minds.
We've seen Derek Anderson fail here because he could not do that. We've seen Brandon Whedon fail here because he could not do that, meaning make the necessary adjustments, understand what you're looking at across the line of scrimmage from you. Don't always throw the 95-mile-an-hour fastball that you were just alluding to. So, again, O'Leary was not effusive and way over the top. You referenced Dabo Swinney, and not just about Sammy Watkins. He went with you and Vic about Taj Boyd.
He liked
the
Boyd.
The same way, about his quarterback. You'll be making a mistake if you don't take him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, effusive certainly was not part of what George O'Leary was just selling to us on Blake Bortles, but I'd still believe, Nathan, right now, because of Bill O'Brien and the way that O'Brien's big. I heard O'Brien speak many, many times. And again, could be a little bit, but he was very enamored with the way Bortles went into
Penn State and beat
went
him.
Into University Park, State College, and carve up Penn State this past September. And I think that's always resonated.
Sure.
O'Brien feeling, who worked with Brady, who has that NFL cachet. I see an NFL guy here.
Yeah, he certainly looks like an NFL guy. There is no question about that. Is he an NFL quarterback? Is he the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns at four? Are any of these quarterbacks the player for the Cleveland Browns at four? Anthony in Cleveland is on the line with us now. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Nathan. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Michael, how you doing, man? It's
great, Anthony.
Time.
Always good to hear from you, buddy.
Same here. Hey, you know what? I want to talk about the Browns and just the three quarterback whose name has been bandied around. And, you know, quite frankly, the position with which the Browns is in, I don't think you should use that fourth pick to draft any of those quarterbacks. And I said this, if you look at these quarterbacks, whichever one of them you take, they're going to have to be on the bench for at least a year. Okay, and just by virtue of what the Browns did in free agency, the way they go about free agency, they didn't get free agent to win next 3 years or even next 4 years. They want to be a contender next season, and that's the way to go about it. So why would you want to draft a quarterback who he's going to have to sit for a year at least? Any one of those quarterbacks, why would you go and do that? I mean, you just need to draft a guy who's going to make an immediate impact on your team right off the bat.
So who do you want at number four right now if you had your pick? Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. The point is made, and it is well taken, and Tom Withers from the Associated Press, who covers the Browns, made the same point last week. Everything they have done this offseason says we are winning in 2014.
Correct.
That is a change from last year, and I know it was tough for some of the players on this team and getting to speak to them, that they felt there was a disconnect between what the front office was doing, what the coaches were telling them, and what they were being empowered to do in terms of the makeup of this roster last year. There was nothing about the front office approach last year in the offseason that said, we want to win in 2013. That is a stated goal. If they did win, I think it would have been nice.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately,
mm-hmm.
they were setting things up. And the good news is they did set things up with the Trent Richardson trade and the draft day trades to have this bounty in this draft. So you at least have to give them credit for that. But this year, I don't think there's any disconnect. I don't think there's any confusion. You bring in a Carlos Dansby. You bring in a Dante Whitner. You bring in all the free agents that they brought. Ben Tate, Nate Burleson, list goes on and on. Re-signing Alex Mack to that offer sheet. It's about now. These guys are really on, a lot of them, two-year deals.
Yeah, they're two-year deals.
For
That's
now.
All they are.
That's all they are.
Yeah.
It is for now.
You, Vic, me, all of us, we said before the beginning of free agency hit in that second week of March, keep close tabs on this because this is going to tell you a great deal about what the Browns' philosophy will be the second week of May during the draft. And has it not crystallized and become clear, as Anthony just brought out, as you beautifully just amplified, you know, this isn't about thinking that we've got a couple of years to see where this goes and put this thing together and maybe do some things to try to mix and match and cover this up with a bet. No, this
right.
is about you're going to have to show that you're able to compete, win now, get into the month of December with an opportunity to go to the playoffs. And if you don't, it's probably going to be considered a failure. And there's nothing wrong with that.
I like that.
So do I, because it's making people accountable, responsibility, and holding their feet to the fire, so to speak. So
yeah.
I think, Nathan, we've got our direction in which way that Ray Farmer and the organization is going to go come Thursday, May 8th and that weekend.
Yeah, and it would lead you to believe they will not take a quarterback at number four. They're happy with Hoyer. They want to win now, and they will be grooming this person to replace Brian Hoyer or to compete with Brian Hoyer and eventually hopefully take over. But where they draft that quarterback, that's what we will find out then. Speaking of the quarterback position, Warren Moon talks about the top quarterbacks in this draft. Blake Bortles, Teddy Bridgewater, and John Football, who reportedly had a private workout with the Browns over the past weekend. We're going to hear from Warren Moon. We're going to hear some cut-ups of that sound, that interview on these quarterbacks as we roll on here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.